famous Machlokes Tanaim at the end of the 8th Perek of Sota about the Parsha of Mashiach Melchama and the Parsha, Miha Isha Yari Veracha Leva of Yelech V'Yashov LeVeso. Whoever's afraid should go back from the army. So Rechiva says it means the Pasha Pshat, whoever's just afraid of battle, of the swords and all the scary noises and sights. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, someone who's afraid of Averos. And the Gemara in Masechet Sota brings down Machlokes Tanoim, maybe even an Averot Rabbanan. Anyone who's afraid, Averos should be Yadu, even an Averot Rabbanan should go home because he's going to die in battle because of his avera. So there's a very I don't know if it's pshat or drash, but a very deep part from the Kotzker, who first he just asks a very practical question. He says, "What do you mean? Anyone who did any avera, even one avera, even a drabanan, should go home from the battle? You're going to have a very very small army. How many people are going to be in the army afterward? I mean, okay, I'm not going to judge anyone else, but no one's perfect. Very few of us are in that madrega. So how are they going to fight? There's going to be 8 people left in the army. So although I did do it, Rav Schechter once told over a story, a Masorah from the Netziv." That in a chanami, the Torah meant you should have 8 people who are real, real big tzaddikim in the army, and they're such tzaddikim that they'll win. But the Kotzker thought that was not pashup shot, that Mestoma, you need like a real army with thousands and tens of thousands of soldiers, and how many people are that holy? Not to mention the fact that in the beginning of the 8th paragraph of Sota, there's a drasha that which is quoted by Rashi in the parsha. For Amar Aleim Shema Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim Bar Yochai, Amar Aleim Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Afilu Lo Kiyamtem El Kriyas Mashachas VaArvisi Yatanim Tsarim Biyadam. That it says, why start with Shema Yisrael? Even if all you did is say Kriyas Shema, that's good enough. If all you did is say Kriyas Shema, then they did a lot of things wrong. And nonetheless, they say, okay, if all you did is say Kriyas Shema, then that's good enough. You'll be saved. What about someone who once didn't have Eir Drabanan? So the Kotzker has a big kiddush. He says that it doesn't say anyone who did an Avera once should go home and be afraid and not fight in the battle. It says, the Lashon is, Hayore me Avera Shabiyado. Someone who's afraid of the Averos in his hand. Someone who's Yorev Rachalevav. Someone whose heart, what is Rachalevav? His heart loses its strength. Someone who can't believe in himself. Someone who can't find any inner strength because he's so handicapped and paralyzed by his Averos that he's Yare. Doesn't say someone who knows he has to fix his Averos. We all have Averos. We all should take our Averos seriously and try to fix them and take them seriously and know that we have to build and we have to grow. But that's not a Yira. Yira is from Hashem. Yira is the awesome power of some force. What is Yira? Yira means there's some force that's so awesome and powerful that I'm nothing compared to it, that of course I can't stand up to it, of course I have to be kafa to it. That kind of Yira you should have for Hashem. From your Avera, you have that Yira from your Avera, you have a psychological problem. Someone who's so trapped by his Averos that he's so afraid, he's overwhelmed by his Averos, he can't get past them, he defines himself by Averos and can't believe and find the inner strength to say I can overcome them. Kotzker says, that kind of person, of course, can't go in the battle. That kind of person, forget it in the battle. He's never going to get anywhere in the battle. He says, it doesn't mean anyone who has an Avera should go home. Someone who has an Avera should try and overcome his Averas and believe that he can do better and believe that he can transcend his Avera and believe that he can become a tzaddik and believe that he can win the battle. Ultimately, this is, the Chodesh Elul. The first Shabbos, whose date is actually in the month of Elul, we're all going to battle. Hopefully you will have many, many years and decades without any of the battles like discussed in this week's Parsha, but we all have the true of the Melchama. We're all going to battle in the Yom Noraim for what the next year and what the rest of our life and what the world is gonna look like. So says the Kotzker, that we all have our Averos. That's okay, Hashem wants the soldiers with whatever we do. The key is not to be Yariv Rachaliv, not to let your Averos paralyze you and take over you, but for you to know you can transcend your Averos and to look at the Shema Yisrael, to say, what does Shema Yisrael mean? It doesn't just mean, you could say, they just did Shema Yisrael, do a mitzvah once. No, Shema Yisrael means accepting Hashem, accepting our basic principle. There's one God in the world that we have to serve Hashem, that Hashem runs the world, there's Chayav HaOnesh, and we have to do the mitzvos. It doesn't mean we're perfect at everything, but it means that your sodas right. If we just say Shema Yisrael, we make sure our yesodos are right, our goals in life are correct, we know where we have to go, we know we shouldn't do Averos, and we know we should fix our Averos, and we know what we're striving for ideally. If we have a couple of Averos, we shouldn't be Yorei Rachaleva, we should have confidence that we can win the battle against them, and Amir Tzashem, with that, we'll win all the battles, both physical and spiritual, that we need to fight. Shabbat Shalom.